Hey, my name is J.R. Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, When He Speaks Erotica, a platform where I talk about love, relationships, sex, and everything under the umbrella, all from my perspective. And as always, I need to say thank you to the listeners and to the supporters. You know, we all have dreams, and sometimes we can have those real intimate dreams. But what if those dreams could actually come true? Tonight, I'm sharing a story of my past, of an intimate dream that actually came true. Also, my question of the night is, what is it really like to spend 24 hours naked with your partner? So please do me a favor, go ahead and sit back, relax, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. So the question of the night is, what is it like to spend 24 hours naked with your partner? Now, I can honestly say I have never spent a whole day butt-ass naked with my woman. I thought about it, and I think the most had to have been about 6 hours. Maybe 4 hours. And it wasn't that I didn't want to, it didn't feel natural. You know, I've always been like, you know, I have to have on some shorts or some sweats or some pajama bottoms with a tank top. Now, I didn't mind my woman being naked. I didn't mind watching my woman be naked for 24 hours. But I've never actually done that. It's not something that everyone, you know, would want to do. But I have heard that spending 24 hours naked with your partner can be very liberating. And also, it's a bonding experience. I think there's something about being naked with your partner that just feels right, you know? Maybe it's the vulnerability that comes with being completely exposed, or the closeness that comes with sharing such an intimate experience. I think the first thing you notice about being naked for that long period of time is a feeling of freedom that comes with being naked. Because there's no need to worry about, you know, what you look like or how you're going to be perceived. You're just being yourself. You also notice the physical closeness that comes with being naked with your partner. Because there's no barriers between you, and you feel more connected than you did ever before. Now, of course, being naked has its challenges. You may feel subconscious at first, and there's always the risk of getting cold. And trust me, this is true. When it comes to, you know, cold weather, I know for me, I can't stand cold weather. So whenever I'm being intimate and it gets cold, I'm unable to be myself. But if you push through that initial discomfort, you'll find that being naked with your partner is an incredible, intimate, and special experience. Why spending 24 hours naked with your partner? Why would you spend 24 hours naked with your partner? It's actually fun. You get to be totally vulnerable with each other, and it's a great way to bond. Plus, it's a great way to get to know each other's body in a totally new way. Now, how to make it work? It's simple, man. All you got to do is don't overthink it. Don't feel pressured. Don't look at it as something negative. First thing you need to do is be comfortable with your own nudity. Second, you need to be comfortable with your partner's nudity. And last, you need to be comfortable just being naked together. And once again, do not overthink the process. What is it actually like? There's a feeling of being free. You know, just throwing caution to the wind and like, fuck it. It's me and my partner. We just, you know, doing this and having a great way to connect with one another on a deeper level and to feel more comfortable. You may find that you feel more connected to your partner sexually and that you'll be able to be more present in the moment. There's also something very intimate about being naked together, as it helps you be more connected emotionally. Of course, it's not always easy breezy. You may find yourself feeling self-conscious at first, but that's normal. Just relax and enjoy the experience. One of the benefits of being naked for 24 hours is it will help increase intimacy. Also, it will, make the communication between one another a whole lot better, and it creates a deeper connection. It can also lead to more frequent and longer sex sessions, which is always good. Additionally, it can help break down barriers and, just whatever object that may be in the way. Because it allows you to explore your partner's body in a more intimate way. Now, there are some drawbacks to being naked for that long period of time. First, it can be very uncomfortable for a while. Second, you may start to feel a bit self-conscious about your body. And third, you may either get too hot or too cold, depending on the weather. Finally, you may start to feel a little antsy after a while and want to get your clothes back on and get dressed. Because I think it's more like a mental game. You notice that you're naked, and you may look at your partner and they look at you a certain way. You're thinking that they're looking at, say if you're too, you're a little chubby, or you got a little weight on you, a protruding stomach. You may take it as they're looking at your stomach, turn up their nose, or, disgusted by the way you look. And they just honestly might just be admiring you and the fact that you chose to be that way with them. But you take it another way, and next thing you know, in your head, you're like, is she looking at me? Is she trying to figure out why my dick curved to the left? Or is he looking at me trying to figure out why one of my boobs are bigger than the other? Those type of mind games start to play on your psyche, and next thing you know, you got to put your clothes on real quick. Spending 24 hours naked with your partner has been said to be a really great experience, as it can help you feel more connected with your partner, and it will also help you feel more comfortable in your skin. Naked time can be a great way to bond with your partner, and it also can be a great way to learn more about your own body. So go ahead, strip down. Enjoy the unique experience of being naked with your partner. It's an experience you'll never forget. And on that note, I'll be right back with my sex pack. So the sex pack for tonight is, the average male orgasm lasts 6 seconds, whereas the average female orgasm lasts 20 seconds. Something must be wrong with me, because I done had orgasms that last longer than 30 seconds. Six seconds. Something must be wrong with me. Now, I done had an orgasm in 6 seconds. And I think I've, may have had one that lasted 6 seconds. But I've always, have gone over the 6 second mark. But that was interesting when I was looking for something to talk about when it came to the sex fact. 6 seconds. Anyway, I'll be right back with my story for tonight. All right, so I'm not doing the topic tonight. I'm doing the story. I am telling a story from my past, sharing a little bit about sharing an encounter that happened to me. And the name of the story is My Dream. It's crazy how I have had dreams that seem to come true. especially about women. I've dreamed about a woman I've never seen before, and the next day I met her. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying it was the exact same woman who I dreamt about, but it was something similar or a quality that she had that kind of like went along with the person who I dreamt about. And not all the time, you know, just sometimes. But one case in particular, I actually met the person who I dreamt, well, I actually dreamt about someone who I saw before, a day before. And let me explain. I was at work, working at this mortgage company, and I was on the phone with a client, you know, doing some collections. And this young lady walks through the office, and I can't get up from the from my desk and off the phone because I'm trying to get some money, and I see her. And I'm an ass man. I like women with nice butts. And she had one of the most sexiest asses I ever seen. It was the type of ass where you could put like a tray on it. A tray of water. And the water wouldn't fall. And it wasn't one of those big, huge, enormous asses. I'm not saying it was that. But it was just the right size. It felt good. It was plush. Like when you put your fingers in there, when you touch it, your fingers disappear in there, you know. So I watched her walk by, and I said, you know what, okay, I'm gonna have to get with that. I'm gonna have to, you know, say something to her. And we had this thing where me and my coworker, we would whenever a new woman would come on, it became a competition to see who would get her number. And on this day, he wasn't there, so I had an extra day to strike. In the dream, you know, I'm laughing. We're laughing, joking, having a great time. And then out of nowhere, we start kissing. And the kiss is so passionate. I mean, it's filled with passion. And it felt so real. I woke up feeling excited. Almost a little embarrassed because I had a crush on a mystery woman, I wasn't sure she felt the same way about me, even though she didn't know I had a crush on her. And that's kind of weird, but, you know, that's the way I think sometimes. So, you know, I woke up, the alarm woke me up, I got ready for work, had a cup of coffee, was singing some Frankie Beverly and Maze as I'm driving down 75, get to work, into the office, and I noticed the new employee walking around with my team leader. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. So when I see her, well, my team leader walks towards me and introduces us. So I'm looking at her, and it's the woman I dreamt about. And I'm standing there, you know, my mouth open like, oh my God. And my team leader had to, you know, like, hey, Rob, go ahead and close your mouth, bro. You're staring a little too hard. So after, you know, she got finished with human resources and, you know, the things that she needed to do, she came back to the office. Well, she came back to the floor. And we spoke for a minute, but I didn't push up on her. I just kept it professional and didn't try to make her feel uncomfortable, you know, it being her first day in office. I was trying to be a gentleman. So with Misty, you know, getting comfortable and, you know, hanging out with us on Fiesta Fridays, we got to know each other and, you know, we became friends. And I still kept it under wraps that, you know, I want to get to know her. You know, I didn't push the envelope. But then I started to realize that my attraction to Misty was a whole lot more than just physical. I mean, I would have these same dreams about her night after night. And the dreams have been intensely arousing. I mean, we would be making love in the dream and I could feel her every touch, like as it was really happening. Her skin was soft and warm and her body always responded to me. And I could just feel the love and desire between us. It was so real that when I woke up, I could actually feel her touch on my skin. It was as if The hairs on my arms stood up, like all 10 of my fingers and toes were on fire, as if someone was sticking my fingers and my toes with fucking needles. My body felt energy surging through me whenever I thought about her, whenever I had those dreams. And it got to a point where I was like, you know what? I got to confess this dream to my crush. I got to let her know. So the next day, I'm sitting in my usual spot in the cafeteria, and Misty walks in, standing around, 5'7", weight proportionate to her height, and that behind. Lord have mercy, that behind. I couldn't help but stare. I had been crushing on her ever since I saw her. But I never worked up the courage to actually go beyond us being friends. But today I said, fuck it, I'm gonna step to her and finally let her know how I felt and confess my dreams to her. So I waited till she sat down and, you know, all the hounds got out of her face, you know, and I got up. Had to make sure that, you know, I was okay, because I felt like my heart was thumping out of my chest, and I almost felt like I was about to faint. Now, like, no, this ain't about to happen. So I had to get myself together, because, you know, I didn't want to be 6'6", falling out, sprawled out on the floor, you know what I'm saying? So once I got together, you know, I sat down, and I said, you know, I have a confession to make. I have had a crush on you for weeks, and I can't seem to get you off my mind. I wasn't sure how she was going to take that, me having a crush on her as a coworker. But when I saw her, I couldn't help but feel attracted to her. She was smart, funny, and beautiful, and I loved whenever she was around. I just loved having her in my presence. And I started to feel like, was this real? Am I in love at first sight? Even though she's been there for a week. I mean, she's been there for a couple of weeks. I had to question myself and see if it was just infatuation, or if I really wanted to take the time out to get to know her. I had tried to keep my feelings under control, but it was getting harder and harder to do. But then she hit me with the, I know you had a crush on me. I feel the same way about you. I was just waiting on you to make a move. Now, let me tell you something, y'all. Let me say this. I'm one of those men who don't get moved by a lot of stuff. You know, something my kids do, or something my nieces or nephews, or maybe a couple of family members. But the average person can't move me, can't surprise me. So to have this woman who I've been like feeling for the last 3 to 4 weeks tell me she's been waiting on me to say something, telling me that she felt the same way that I felt, it was as if the earth opened up, the heavens opened up, and the angels descended on the earth playing harps. Magical music. I heard music that only an angel could play on a harp. I was overwhelmed. I'm standing there, my hands are sweaty. I'm lost for words, but I'm looking at her and she's looking at me with those sexy greenish eyes. And I'm like, this woman wants to get with you, player. So after that, you know, I was like, okay, we got a date. We got to go out beyond Fiesta Fridays and just spend some time together. And we dated like crazy. Every day we spent time together. We would send emails to each other, text messages. She would come by and drop me a plate at my desk, or come by and tell me that she had a plate in the refrigerator. And my homeboy who missed out on her, he was like, oh, you hitting that now, huh? I ain't even saying that. I just looked at him and just smiled. You know, I didn't even give him any indication what was going on because I knew he was a black. I mean, some people, they didn't even have to know that you was with somebody. They could just look and speculate. And next thing you know, they'll run and go tell everybody that you're together. So I didn't give them the, you know, any, I didn't even entertain the rumors or what was being said behind my back. Well, me and Misty's back. And she had mentioned that some people, you know, came to her and said, you know, he's a good dude, but he dates so-and-so and so. He's dated so-and-so and so. He's a person who dates a lot of women. And she asked me. And I said, well, I'm not any different than anyone else. I'm not married or single. I mean, I'm not married or in a relationship. And I didn't have multiple dealings with other women, even though I kind of lied about it. It was somebody who I was like fucking with, but you know, it was like hit or miss with that one. But when Misty, you know, stepped into my life, everybody was kind of like put to the back. I wasn't fucking with nobody. I wouldn't let nobody take my time away from Misty. Hear what I just said. Listen to what I just said. I wouldn't let another woman take my time away from Misty. That's how much I was wrapped around that woman's finger. I went from being, you know, talking and dealing with two or three women at a time to dealing with just one. And we haven't even slept together. So I knew it was something serious. I knew it was something worth pursuing and getting to know her outside the bedroom. Because she had an effect on me that I hadn't had up until that time. I think that was the first time. Was it? Let me think. No. That was the second time. This other chick years ago. I'm about to talk about her too. But anyway, Misty definitely had me wrapped around her finger. And she didn't even try to. It wasn't like she was trying to. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't even conscious to how she had me, you know, strung out. And I've never confessed it to her. You know what I'm saying? I think my actions did. My actions, the way I acted and the way I responded. You know, when people would be around and we was together, you know, that kind of like gave her an indication how I truly felt about her. And then one night she came over and spent the night. Now, when she told me she wanted to get to know me and the heavens opened up, that was crazy. That was like, wow. But when we slept together, she doubled down on that. Because not only is she good looking, not only is she smart, not only does she come from a good family, not only is she into me, she knows how to fuck me. First night. And it wasn't because, you know, the anticipation was building up. No. It was as if God sent this person in my life. Sent the perfect match in my life. And the crazy thing, I wasn't ready. It just happened. She just plopped into my, was just dropped into my life. But when we slept together that night, the intimacy was so, let me come up with a good word. The sex was so good. I cried. I didn't boo-hoo, but I had tears. Tears. And I'm not talking about one time. I think we made love two, three times. I know either two or three times I cried. Now, I have cried one time when I've been with someone. But to cry each time we are doing it, never. Never, ever, 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 ever have someone made me cry more than one time when we've been intimate. That's when I knew I was in love. At that moment, I'm crying. I'm inside her and I'm like, oh my God. And she looks up at me and she wiped my tears. She's like, baby, you okay? And I can't say that. I'm like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm like so caught up, I'm mute. I can't even speak. The loving is so good. She done took my voice, y'all. Done took my soul. And I gave it to her. Because I'm thinking I'm in love and this is the woman for me. I'm laying there afterwards thinking about wedding shit. We need to go to Dave and Bridal. We need to go to Dave Bridals. Dave and Bridals. Or some type of wedding store. Because this is it. I have met the woman of my dream. I have met my soulmate. I ain't supposed to fuck with nobody else. Nobody else is supposed to get Misty time. Misty gets all the time. Gets all of Rob's time. And no other woman meant anything other than me. She was up there with my daughters. I love my daughters. I love all four of my daughters. But she was right behind them. And we've been knowing each other for a few weeks. And this is the first time we intimate. We were like always exploring new ways to please each other. And it was just the best feeling in the world. It was as if we had been together for years and we were in love. And I had never been happier. Until the next morning. The next morning, I get up. She's gone. No goodbye, no note, no nothing. Gone. Saturday morning, she out the door. I said, okay. I had an event I had to go attend. I called her. You know, I didn't get no answer. I checked. I didn't get no answer. I said, all right. So I was hanging out that night. Called her again, no answer. And I think I got home about, what, 2 that morning, 2 in the morning. And I called. No answer. Okay. Sunday, I was, watching some football games at the sports bar with some friends, hanging out, called a couple of times. And then I said, you know what, I'm not going to call because now it seems like I'm sweating. So when she's ready to talk to me, she'll call. 1:00. No call. 2:00. No call. 3:00. So now it's 3:00 in the morning. I can't sleep. I'm calling. And I'm leaving the crazy voicemails. Yo, what's up? You all right? You left. You ain't saying nothing. Everything cool? The next voicemail. Yo, Misty, let me know you all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I need to know that, you know, ain't nothing happened to you. Let me know what's up. You know, that's fucked up. I'm calling your ass. And you not answering the phone. What's up? You just gonna play me like that? Now, I'm in my feelings now. Because I done asked her, she just gonna play me like that. So I think I went to sleep about 4:15. Got up about 6:30. Got to work. And I go by her desk. And I see, somebody over there, but she's cleaning out the area. And I'm like, yo, what you doing? We missed it. Oh, Misty got a new job with our sister company in Los Angeles. What? Who? When? How? Why? Those were the words coming that was in my mind, like on a conveyor belt. They just kept going around and around. I kept saying who, when, how, what, why, who, when, how, what, why. Because I don't know what the fuck. I'm like, we just had the best time. We have had the best time together. And now you telling me this motherfucker is gone to fucking Los Angeles and didn't say nothing to me? She fucked me and left? Are you fucking serious? Man, I was hot. I was sizzling up in there. I had to go get me some coffee and get my mind right. And I had a, what was funny, I had a stack full of files on my desk that she was going to help me, you know, complete. So I could have done that Friday instead of like listening to her saying, I'll help you. Knowing good and well, she knew she wasn't going to be there. So, you know, I took a break. I said, I need a cigarette. I went out with a smoker's ass. I'm like, let me get one of the Newports. And, you know, everybody looking at me like, ooh, why you smoking a Newport? You all right? You be telling us to, you know, stop smoking, and now you need a cigarette? What's going on with you? I ain't nothing, man. I just got some stuff on my mind. And I can see people kind of like looking. They want to say something, but they're not going to say it. Because the gossip has started to spread. You know what I'm saying? And I heard like little snickers or whatever, but I ain't saying nothing. So the homeboy who I'm in competition with when it comes to meeting women, comes by, walk past, comes back and be like, how's Misty? He hit me with the, you ever seen Purple Rain? And Mars Day and the group go past Prince dressing room. And they come back, how's the family? That's how he hit me, smiling and all. And I ain't say a word. I just looked at him and like shook my head, just acknowledged it. I didn't shake my head, I just nodded, you know, like. Cause he knew that I knew he knew what happened. But I didn't give him the satisfaction of saying, man, you know, it's fucked up. I'm hearing blah, blah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. The man in me had to take that pain and just hold on until I was able to leave work and release that motherfucker in my truck. So I'm calling. I'm like, what the fuck, Misty? How you just gonna leave and not say nothing? No answer. No nothing. Emailed before I left work. Professionally, you know, because I didn't want people to read my email and I was popping up. I'm like, when you get a chance, give me a call. We need to talk. Kept it short and sweet. Nothing. And to this day, me and Misty ain't talked yet. And we probably won't. We probably won't. I had to realize that, I was just so confused and hurt. And I thought we had a connection. I had to realize that it was just for that moment. It didn't mean anything to her, but for that moment. Because I thought she liked me. I guess I was wrong. And I was heartbroken. I spent months wondering what I did wrong, trying to figure out where things, you know, where things fell off. But I could never come to a conclusion. I just had to accept what she did and find me again. I sucked it up and I eventually moved on. I mean, I found someone else to make me happy. And I was able to forget about her, and our paths have never crossed again. I mean, you know, I was glad that she, well, I found out that her father, you know, worked with our company out in Los Angeles. So she started to move up the chain, and she became an executive, and I heard she was doing good. And I was happy for her, you know what I'm saying? But it was also like a bittersweet moment for me. On one hand, I was happy for her success. On the other hand, I was sad that she, you know, fucked me over like that. But I had done it before to other people. What I felt was the same thing I had done to other people. So that feeling, excuse me, I was on the other side of the fence. The same thing I did to someone else did to me. Got me all caught up, had me thinking that it was love, and it was just a fuck thing. We were just fucking. And what was fucked up, I probably should have stepped to her earlier instead of waiting so long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all types of, I get all types of feelings when it comes to that situation. And I really hadn't talked about it. I think this might be my second or third time talking about it in 20-some years. So, like I said, it was a bittersweet moment for me. You know what I'm saying? I was happy that she had become a success in the company, but I was pissed off. And I vowed never to be that vulnerable again with anyone else. Excuse me. Yeah, but on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast. I want to say that's a story that I hadn't shared. Like I said, that might be my third time talking about it. So to talk about it on the podcast, you know, it's like I think it gave me my closure that I probably needed. Not saying I've been hoping, thinking that, you know, me and Mystic will ever catch up with each other again. I'm past that point. It was just, you know, tell me what happened. Why you felt you needed to go? If it was just you fucking me, then say that. I can handle that better than, you know, you not saying anything. But anyway. Excuse me. But anyway, that was that, and I had to move on. And you know, I think each experience make you who you are. So, and on that note, I'm gonna go ahead and end the podcast. I am, you know, I guess I still got a little bit of cold in me, so I'm trying to fight this flu, I guess I got. You know. But anyway, I hope everybody take care of themselves. You know, be safe out here. You know, it's flu season. Take care of yourself. And on that note, I'll be back next week.